T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long in studio at 545. Triple option, Steve Geller will join us. Want to tell everybody at 520 this afternoon, in just a few minutes, we'll have on with us the head coach of the defending national champs in women's basketball, Kim Mulkey, will join us. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike and Charlie. Look, let me give a shout out to Longshoreman. I know he's a musician.
Where he's playing?
We're going. I'm telling him come out to Chalmette tonight.
Okay.
Because they got the first night of the Crawfish Fest tonight. Anybody looking for something to do? Yeah, it looks a little dreary out there, but it looks like the weather's going to stay south of us. They got some bands. It's free admission. It's all weekend in Chalmette, Mike and Charlie.
Okay.
The Louisiana Crawfish Fest in Chalmette. But tonight they got some rock bands starting at 6 o'clock. Rock Candy, my buddies in Rock Candy.
Oh, okay.
And then
yeah, I've heard them before. They're pretty good.
Yeah, and they got a hair metal band that does tributes for the 80s hair metal stuff at 8 o'clock, LA Strip. So it's all free tonight. Anybody coming out to Chalmette wants to eat some crawfish cheap. I know it's not super duper cheap, but it's cheap. It's free admission tonight. But look, as far as sports is concerned, 2 games I'm watching tonight. I'm tuning in to McNeese and Gonzaga, and my biggest concern with that game, Mike and Charlie, is the elevation. I think because they're playing on a mountain, Salt Lake City, if you ever notice when the Pelicans play the Utah Jazz or they play the Denver Nuggets, by the third quarter, they're gasping for air. It's my biggest concern. I'm not worried about Will Wade. I think he's going to bring it. I think McNeese has the talent to win the game. I think they have as much talent. They got the better coach, I think. The biggest concern for me will be the elevation. So if we watch this game, in my bracket, I hope McNeese wins it. In my bracket, I got Gonzaga winning it, only because I think they got kind of a raw deal going out there. And, of course, the Pelicans, okay, they're playing at 6 against Orlando. I didn't realize Orlando was this good, Charlie.
Man, they played well.
I've been saying that, Jimmy. I mean, people really don't talk about them at all. Pelicans and the Magic are similar teams in a sense that they don't get the national media love that other teams get despite
having
great
seasons.
They're not
in the major market.
I get it, but if you're looking at the hottest teams in both conferences right now,
you can make a good argument.
The Magic are 8-2 in their last 10. The Pelicans are 7-1 in March. I mean, this is going to be a great matchup between two red-hot teams, Jimmy.
Let me say this. Look, whether we win or lose tonight, and I look at Orlando kind of like I look at OKC. And we play the Thunder next Tuesday, I think, at home. Okay, and I know Shai's having a big season. I don't know if he's going to win the MVP. But we have more talent than them. I mean, that record tells me, Charlie and Mike, Orlando's is a well-coached team. OKC's a really well-coached team. We got to pack it out next Tuesday. And then we got Giannis, I think, coming next Thursday.
Yeah, it's a 3-game stretch, Jimmy. It's at home. Actually, it's technically a 4-game stretch if you include the Phoenix Suns after that. But the Thunder, the Bucks, and the Celtics, it's the same exact stretch they had at the end of January. They have it again.
But I agree with you. How well Orlando is coached.
And OKC, as far as Dagnall goes, he's going to be the coach of the year, Jimmy.
I think that's a
slam dunk pick.
To me, looks like a slammer.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And you're looking at, you know, the upcoming stretch. We've said it multiple times, Mike, just go 3-1 on this road trip. Like, they're already 1-0. They got that win in Brooklyn the other night. Now they have this game tonight against the Magic. Tomorrow night they play the Miami Heat on a back-to-back.
Yo.
Road back-to-back isn't very fun, but at least, you know, it's Orlando to Miami. It's not some huge trip or anything like that. And then after that, they also have another road game before they come home for that really tough homestand that we kind of mentioned earlier. Once again, the top teams in both the East and the Western Conference going to be involved in that between the Thunder, the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Suns. That's going to be really tough.
I have a friend of mine who's sort of in the gambling business, so to speak, out in Vegas, and he was telling me this, it was a hard line to put on this game because of how well the Pelicans have played on the road.
I think the Pelicans are technically favored.
Yeah.
Right now, I think the spread is the Pelicans minus 2.5.
It's 2.5. And I think, man, they thought about lowering that a little bit. But because they've played so well on the road, Charlie, I think they're going to hold firm with that.
Yeah, and then they also have another game against the Magic in that stretch, that homestand that we were just talking about, the Thunder, the Bucks, the Celtics, the Suns. And then they play the Magic. So they have two games against a really strong Magic bunch in this final 14-game stretch. Mike, you got to go 8-6 to make it to the 50-win mark, the second time in franchise history. That's what we're hoping they can do.
You know, the one thing with a young team like Orlando, when you got confidence, because I never believe in momentum, but I'm a confidence believer. If you got confidence in what you're doing and how it's working out, I think it elevates your game. I think we're seeing that with the Magic.
The Magic are quietly the 5 seed in the East, very quietly, and they're only a half game back of the 4. This could be an Orlando Magic squad. And listen, Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, they've been playing outstanding.
Excellent.
Jalen Suggs. I mean, this is a team that could be hosting a playoff series in the Eastern Conference. They're only a half game back of the Knicks. Now, the top 3 teams are a little bit separated. Obviously, the Celtics are going to be the 1 seed. The Bucks are 11 games behind the Celtics for the 2 seed. And then the Cavaliers are 1 game back of the Bucks. And then the Magic are 2 game back of both those teams.
To me, the Cavs are another team. You rarely hear about them.
Yeah, I mean, the Cavaliers have been banged up, and they're still winning games. So, I mean, credit to them. They've been winning despite injuries. They haven't had the best injury luck this season, and they're still there at the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. I think that's another great job coaching staff-wise with Cleveland. But, yeah, the Magic, they're not going to be a team you can overlook. That's a really strong opponent. Once again, 8-2 in their last 10. They're on a 4-game winning streak. So the Pelicans are going to need to bring their A game tonight. It's going to be a really tough battle.
Now, listen, I think the world of Will Wade, but, man, I do know one thing. That dude at Gonzaga, he can coach.
Mark Few?
Man, I don't know about out-coaching Mark. Now, you might have more talent than him, but look throughout the years. Man, Mark's been a fantastic coach with numerous opportunities to go somewhere else, and he has stayed at Gonzaga.
He's turned Gonzaga into a powerhouse in college basketball. They haven't won it yet. They've come close a couple different times. But they're in the tournament every single year, Mike. Whether it's a top, you know, 3 seed, a top like a 2 seed, a 1 seed. This year there are 5, and they don't have the amount of talent that they've had in years prior. And a couple people do think that they're a little bit overseeded as a 5. That they think that they should be closer to like a 6 or a 7, which means that McNeese is getting a pretty decent draw here. But as Jimmy mentioned, I mean, elevation always plays. Altitude can play some impact into the game.
Also, too, been there, done that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gonzaga's been there, done that.
McNeese, this is a first trip since 2002.
First time. So, to me, that would worry me a little bit more as a coach than the altitude.
The jitters. Yeah.
That maybe you come out and you don't shoot well, and all of a sudden Gonzaga, who is not a great shooting team, can jump on you, and then you're playing uphill the rest of the way. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, and we'll have on with us the defending national champion coach in women's basketball, Kim Mulkey, right after this break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. The head coach of the defending national champs in women's basketball, Kim Mulkey. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Coach, I know it's a busy schedule. We've got the game on tomorrow afternoon up against Rice. But one thing caught my ear, so to speak, in your press conference after South Carolina was that you felt real good about your team and that they were right place, right time. Now, I'm a big believer in a coach knows their team better than anyone else. Nobody, opposing coach or media, anybody else knows their team better than what you do. So I found that intriguing that you made that comment after the game, that you felt really good about your basketball team.
Well, you got to understand, nobody feels good about losing. We lost the game, but under the circumstances with basically, I call it 5.5, 6 players, you had Poa who was out with a concussion. You had Michaela Williams who just got cleared to play some minutes in that game. Angel Reese is playing on a bummed ankle. And we competed, man. I mean, we competed to the bitter end, and that made me feel good. Now, we've been off 10 days or so since the conference championship. You just hope that you can carry over to tomorrow what you finished up doing in South Carolina.
Coach, a little bit more information. I know you talked about it a little bit today about last year, Poe, and your thoughts on her health, and always concerned about that when you have that type injury. You always have a big concern about it, but expectations are that she will be able to play tomorrow against Rice.
Yes, we have, as all universities do, concussions are a serious deal, and she has been under great care, just overly conservative with her, make sure that she's ready, and she was cleared to practice yesterday. She played today, and we're a better basketball team when Poa is ready to go.
One of the things we've had so many people either call or send a text about is the development, and she was a good player before she got to LSU, but Haley Van Lith, and how well she has performed for you. And so talk to us a little bit about the growth early on with her and to today.
I think people forget and they judge from afar when kids change positions. I like to use the analogy. How about you take a wide receiver and change positions and make them a quarterback the next year? It's time. You have to have time to make the adjustment. And we asked Haley to start playing point guard for us, and she had to learn, and she's still learning, but she becomes more comfortable every time she gets on that floor. Now, her true position is the off guard, and when Poa's on the floor, it makes Haley relax more. But when you're playing point guard, you can't just relax. You're responsible for so many things that take place on that court.
Coach, one of the things, having some coaches in my family, they always bring this up to me about, so we can't really kind of pinpoint why, but there are players during the regular season, and they play pretty well. And then come, if it's playoff time or tournament time, they have that ability to kind of turn that knob a little bit. They really, really play extremely well. And it sort of maybe catches you a little bit off guard because you didn't see it all season long. And it may be because of an injury. It may be just right place, right time or whatever. Would Mikayla Williams be that type player for you?
Well, I think Mikayla's had an outstanding freshman year. In the perfect world, You wanted Mikayla not to be thrown to the wolves early,
right.
But she got in the starting lineup, and she's guarding older players. She's guarding players as good, if not better, than her. And it's going to benefit her down the road of her career, just like it has benefited Flauge Johnson from getting on that floor and playing a lot of minutes as a freshman. I think that, in the perfect world, you don't want that to happen. You want to bring them slowly, but she really got thrown to the wolves, and I think she's handled herself just really good. I think the sore foot where I sat her during the conference tournament, that was not anything, no breaks, no demand that you got to sit or none of that. It was just, I've been doing this a long time, and I know when your foot's sore, it could lead to other things down the road, and I thought, and we're going to rest her for a couple weeks and get her ready to go for the playoffs, and she has no foot soreness or anything like that. There are such players that they're terrible practice players. I'm not saying Mikayla is, but to get to your point, you turn the lights on and you see them in a totally different setting than what you see in practice. And that happens quite often.
Yeah,
I've coached many players like that. They're terrible practice players, but you turn the lights on and, buddy, it's like a whole different player out there.
Coach, last year LSU becoming the third 3-seed ever to claim the national championship, and it was your fourth national title. Once again, you have to do it as a 3-seed. And I'm looking at the bracket, and we've talked to a couple of different reporters about it, and they've previewed how tough this kind of section of the bracket really is. But before we get into all of that, let's start with the first game at the PMAC against Rice. What can you tell us about the Owls?
Well, Rice won their tournament, and that's how they actually got into the postseason. They finished in the middle of the pack in their league, so I'm not sure they would have made the tournament had they not won it. You're going to see a team that's predominantly man-to-man. Now, that's through the course of the season. Now, that doesn't mean they won't throw something different at us, but you'll see some 1-3-1 half-court trapping on the baseline. You'll see a very well-balanced team, very well-coached team. Obviously, they will be undersized compared to our team, but they're going to be excited because when you make the NCAA playoffs, it's just the most fun, and they'll be excited to play. Two of their assistant coaches are former managers of mine at Baylor, so they know everything I do. They probably still remember what we called the plays because I don't change much through the years. And it's kind of a reunion of sorts where I'll get to hug their neck and watch young people grow and become good coaches. And I'll also, if we play Middle Tennessee, if we're fortunate to beat Rice, Middle Tennessee has one of my former All-Americans from Baylor as one of their assistant coaches. So it makes me very proud, but it also slaps me in the face that, hey, you're getting old, coach.
But, coach, also like the advantage of hosting games at the PMAC. I mean, we're going to start with the Rice battle and everything like that, and you just previewed that game. But also being able – it's different from the men's tournament where they have destination cities where these games are played in the first and second round and go on from there. But hosting these games at the PMAC in front of your home crowd is a huge advantage.
Well, you want to be a top 16 seed because all top 16 seeds put in bids to host on their own home floor. And certainly it is an advantage. You get to sleep in your own bed. You don't have to get on an airplane. You don't have to ride buses places, but it doesn't guarantee you a win. My first year at LSU, we lost in the second round here at the PMAC to an outstanding Ohio State team. Then last year we won both games, and you know the rest of the story, but no guarantees it's going to get you a victory, but it is fun to play at home.
Coach, kind of behind the scenes, some people don't get it. We've got a couple of texts about it, about all the assistant coaches they have on the court. People don't get behind the scenes what Bob Starkey does for you and a Daphne Mitchell and Gary and Kalen and Jennifer Roberts and so the support staff you have, because now it's become a much bigger world than having two assistant coaches. It's really expanded so much, but I think sometimes people don't quite get it. You can't handle all of that, and the good part with you is for a lot of times older coaches don't like to delegate authority. And I think that is something is a strong point in you. You understand you can't handle every detail. And that's why you have people like Bob and Daphne and Jennifer Roberts and Gary and Kalen that can handle those things behind the scenes.
If you don't delegate as you age in this business, you're going to burn out. My first 5 years of coaching, I had some of these same people that are still on my staff started out with me, and I wouldn't let them do anything. I just thought, you're not going to do it right. I've got to teach you how to do it. I've got to teach you the way I want it done. And then after about 5 years, after that first national championship, I said, I can't stay at this pace and stay in the business forever or as long as I want to. So you've got to trust. And if you start trusting, you'll start delegating. And I don't have a lot of turnover in my staff. I've been very fortunate through the years that, I take care of them financially. I give them responsibilities where they feel, you know, a part of it. And I'm just blessed. I mean, Bob Starkey, he's chosen not to be a head coach. The man just likes the roles that he's played as assistant and associate head coaches. I've got young people. I can't go do one-on-ones every day with these young people. I'll get beat up. It's just a fact. And so you make sure you have young guys and people who can bang and hit them and get them, you know, better in one-on-one individual workouts. And then you don't want to do all the stuff away from the court. I don't want to worry about a budget. I don't want to worry about scheduling. I don't want to worry about a hotel room. It is so detailed that you cannot do it with three and four coaches anymore.
Coach, one of the things, too, is I don't think she gets nearly the publicity she should get, but I don't want to call her underrated, but she is a really good player for you, Anissa Morrow, because she's not the limelight-type player, but you just watch her on the court, and what she does, she is fantastic.
Anissa Morrow is an All-American. Yep. She was at DePaul. She was an All-American. She's an honorable mention All-American this year. She doesn't go unnoticed in the basketball world. She may not get the headlines of a newspaper or a media person, but let me tell you, Anissa Morrow stepped into our program, and she hasn't looked back. And those are the kinds of players that touched my heart, because she came here because she wanted to participate in the NCAA tournament, and she'll get to do that tomorrow. She saw us from a distance. She saw us on TV. She saw the enjoyment. She saw the fun, and she wanted to be a part of that. And she left a program where she shot all the shots. She was, you know, all conference, all American, won all these awards, but something was missing, she said. I don't care about that. I want to know what it feels like to do what y'all do in the playoffs.
Coach, I think one of the things, do you mention them to your team about, hey, the one game at a time, this is the exact time to talk about, you know, we play one game at a time, but if you lose, there is no tomorrow. Tomorrow's next year on it. Do you bring that up to your basketball team?
Sometimes. It depends on the moment. We haven't had that discussion necessarily for this first game. But what I've done is I've taken the bracket, and we have gone through the bracket. We've explained to them what is an Elite Eight, what is a Sweet 16, how many games you got to win to get to a Final Four. You walk them through that, and then you walk them through the bracket that you face. And they know that, you know, you lose, you go home. It's survive and advance. As you progress, if we're fortunate enough to progress, then you decide in that locker room what's the next, not motivational talk you give them, but what's the next thing to get their attention so that they really, really go out on that floor and perform.
Coach, there's been a lot of repeat champions in women's college basketball, but none since 2016. It's been a different champion every single year. But how important would you say being there and doing that from what you had last year, the experience that you had with some of the return players, how important that experience was to this year's run?
The experience is always important. I always tell people, let's use the first game of the season, Colorado. I knew what we were up against. I have three kids that were on the championship team and they had everybody coming back, fifth-year seniors, grad students, all that. I understand what experience and being older means to a team, so that loss did not surprise me. We had an experienced team last year, even though it was the first time a lot of them had played together. Think of the older players we had, and we've lost them. So right now in our starting lineup, we only have Flage Johnson and Angel Reese. The rest are new players that are new to our program. And so you can't think what we did last year is going to carry over to this year. We're a totally different team with different parts, and yet we still have just a few of them that remember what it felt like last year.
Coach, I was talking to Doobie Plaisance during the week about this, and about just the high-level look at women's college basketball today. I'm over 60 years old. I've never seen the interest in women's basketball the way it is today, with multiple great coaches. And you're a big part of that. Great players out on the court, a fan base, teams, that sort of thing, that have people that wouldn't have watched it 5 years ago watch it today. How do you feel about that from afar looking in into this? Is that how much this has changed from the outside? You always have been a big part of it from the inside, but how people view women's basketball today, I think it's totally different from even 5 years ago.
And why is that? I keep asking myself, why is it so big right now? Why are the ratings off the charts? And I keep coming back to, you have some young ladies who people identify with, whether it's their personality, certainly it is definitely their talents. But something attracts people now to the women's game like never before. I do think it's talent. I think it's the personalities. I think it's those things for sure. I've never seen anything like it. And it's not more TV coverage. We've had that the last several years. I just think it's a time right now where it's off the charts. I'm enjoying it. And I tell people, you know, I've been blessed. I'm blessed to have been a part of this great game. I'm blessed to have won championships, but I've never seen anything like this. And LSU it's ridiculous. I knew that the fan base at LSU was exactly what I said. They're fanatical people. They love to win, and they're proud people. And you put a product on that floor, and they will come. But it really is like a show, and I never thought I would say that, but it's like people fight to get in the gym early. Kids are wearing sparkle jackets. Men are wearing sparkle jackets. People are you know, mocking Angel Reese and Flage Johnson. It's just something that people are identifying with right now.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a tight schedule for you. Wishing you the best of luck, and go Tigers!
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. The defending national champion head coach in women's basketball, Kim Mulkey. Always great, man. Always you learn something from Kim each and every time we have her on. We'll be back with Triple Option right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long in studio. Steve Geller joins us now for Triple Option. Also want to thank Kim Mulkey again for coming on with us, spending some time right before play starts for them. I think it's at 3 o'clock
tomorrow. 3 o'clock
tomorrow
on the
LSU and Rice. And so Man, and Kim's always super. Answers questions. Sometimes you don't get that coaching the double play back with you. She gives you how she feels. And so we thank her for coming on here on the Big 870 WWL. Steve, I'll throw it to you first.
Well, guys, I don't know if you saw, there is a little bit of a Twitter beef going back and forth. And it doesn't involve anybody with the Saints or Pelicans, thankfully. But it's with a former player and Jerry Jeudy, and a good friend of the program, Mark Schlereth, actually getting a little bit of a Twitter battle with Jerry Jeudy. He had called him out in his podcast saying he considered him a draft bust in the NFL. Jeudy responding saying, if only your opinion mattered, hating bag season, and put a bunch of money bags next to it, go give this lame dude some attention. And Mark Schlereth says, congrats on getting paid, but I believe you spelt it wrong. I think it's bust season. Anyway, they keep going back and forth. Even fans got involved. But man,
and his first time he's been in a beef. Him and Steve Smith got into it.
Mark Schlereth, I am impressed. He has been on fire on Twitter. It's been amusing to watch.
I think that there was one response to the tweet that I just think buried Jeudy. Is that Schlereth has more Super Bowl rings than Jeudy had touchdown receptions last year.
Right?
I mean, like, what Schlereth's saying is correct. He's overpaid. I don't know what the Browns were thinking. Jerry Jeudy, for where he was drafted in the NFL draft a few years back, he's been pretty disappointing. I don't think that's arguable. And someone else said, like, there was a lot of great Twitter responses. Someone else said that if Jeudy put as much time into his craft as he did into arguing with people on Twitter, he'd be an all-pro. But, you know, that's whatever you want to do, Jerry Jeudy. You keep being a draft bus, as Schlereth called
you. Man, he got paid. Man, I wouldn't care about what somebody else says.
Well, I mean,
I got paid.
Yeah. I don't really know why he got paid.
That. I'm pretty sure that's how Jeudy feels. He's like, whatever, I got my money.
Yeah. So whatever somebody wants to say about me, hey, it's your time and your effort to text. But guess who's cashing in the checks? I am. So, but I don't see why athletes today. But you grew up in that generation. Steve and I, we didn't. Charlie, you did. But, you know, it is what it is today. And that is some truth to that.
Yeah. I don't really understand the contract for Cleveland, but whatever.
All you need is one.
Yeah.
You ain't
exactly.
Winning. Okay. This ain't running for the presidency of the United States. No, you just need one team.
So I kind of hinted at this when we were talking with Coach Mulkey, guys. I think that my triple option segment for the day is LSU's path. We talked with Glenn West and about the NCAA tournament, the women's bracket, and the bracket that LSU got is tough. We mentioned earlier in the show how, you know, if you're looking at UConn, the defending champion in the men's side of things, they got a really bad draw with having to potentially face, you know, Auburn. And then on the opposite side of their bracket, you have the Big Ten champs in Illinois and the Big 12 champ in Iowa State. Well, it doesn't get much easier for the defending champ Tigers, who got a 3 seed, surprisingly. I think a lot of people expected them to get a 2. Via the net rankings, Glenn West said this the other day, guys, 9 of the top 10 seeds in that bracket are in the top 26 of the net rankings, including 5, Iowa, who's the number 1 team in the bracket. UCLA's the number 2 team. They're 6th in the net rankings. LSU's the number 3 seed in that bracket. They're 8th in the net. And then a little bit further down, you have teams like Kansas State at 15, Colorado at 16, Louisville at 23, Creighton at 24, West Virginia at 21, and UNLV at 26. That is 9 teams in the top 26 of the net rankings in that one bracket alone. It is loaded in that bracket, and we'll see who comes out of it, because whoever will be very battle-tested heading into the Final Four.
Guys, I think as we get closer to draft day, more and more talk of people trying to trade up into the top, either the 2 spot or the 3 spot, and it's all being about Jaden Daniels. One of those teams, I think, that have a lot of interest and have done extensive work, background-wise, coaching-wise, every ways around, the New York Giants on Jaden Daniels. Okay, they threw their saddle on a bad horse with Daniel Jones. It ain't going to work out there. And I think that they're going to be one of the teams. Now, I don't know if they can piece enough together to do it, but I think they will be one of the teams that will try to make a run at this as it gets late, because they got their eyes on Jaden Daniels. They feel as though the Bears are going to pick Caleb Williams, and if you want Jaden, you're going to have to get to the 2 spot. And I think the Raiders may be another team like that.
Been hearing that one, too, because of Pierce.
Yeah, because of the connection. He was at Arizona State the same time. But, man, Brian DeBall, he's smart enough to figure out, man, okay, this is management that paid Jones. It wasn't me. but he going to get me fired. I might have to move on. And then, you know, you look at their defense, you know, with Kayvon Thibodeau on one side, Brian Burns on the other, they're pretty good inside. They need some help, certainly at the quarterback position. And I think as we get closer, you will hear more and more about the Giants being an active player to try to move up to the two spot so they can pick Jaden Daniels. That's it for our triple option feature. We'll be back with more sports talk and finishing it off here in hour number two right after this break. We're finishing up here in hour number two of sports talk on the Big 870. Steve, tell us what's happening here after 6 o'clock.
We're going to get into some Pelican sound before the game starts, 6 o'clock. Willie Green spoke
pregame.
You
better do that quick.
Yeah, we'll get into that right away. Also, Mark Etheridge will drop by, D1Baseball.com, previewing LSU versus Florida, big top 10 matchup at the box this weekend. And then at 7 o'clock hour, we'll do a little NFL draft talk. Joe DeLeon, college football and NFL draft network analyst on the Believe Podcast Network, will join us. We'll get some idea of who could be in that 14 range for the Saints because, man, oh, man, I've done tons of mock drafts already, and it seems I've seen everything from the guy from Notre Dame, the tackle.
No way, top 10, there's no way he's falling.
And then even
Fashanu is another story.
I'm questionable about even Brock Bowers even being available at 14.
I question that, too, only because he should be gone by that time. But, again, it's about position. And I think that's what gives you maybe a ride. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.